The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to talk all about the energies, the alignments. We're going to, check in with the angels, four in particular, about September energy, September 2020. This is a big month, and we've talked about it a few times, but we're going to go over. A few weeks ago, I did the Virgo season. That didn't cover the whole month of September. Today, we're going to look and highlight exactly what is in the month of September. We're also going to look at what it said when I went to the Tarot deck and pulled from there. And angels, astrology, and numerology. So we're going to look at this, and I have a lot of information I want to share with you. This is a big month, so I want to make sure you have what you need and you feel ready and prepared as we go through September. It's a big month. It's a strong, energetic month. That's just it. So there's quite a bit going on. We're going to work with Archangel Michael, Haniel, Shamuel, and Raguel, and how these angels can help you this month, and why these four angels. Also, the astrology, numerology, and tarot. So I'll start with each section first. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start right away because we have so much. I want to welcome everyone that's joining us. We do have the live chat open in YouTube on my YouTube channel. Just look up Jen Royster. You should be able to find it. It's also embedded at my website, jenroyster.com. You just go to the talk show page and you should be able to find it there. We're also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So they're doing that for us over there. So we have all kinds of outlets there for you. And we want to welcome each and every one of you, whether you're here with us live or in the archives. So let's start off. Okay. First of all, why these four angels? So if you want to take notes in this show or save an archive of this show with the replay, please do, or bookmark it or something, because we're going to put through a lot and you're going to have it to reference through in September. First of all, Archangel Michael, why? Archangel Michael is the angel of protection when you need courage, confidence, safety, life purpose. Very wonderful angel to work with those main features right there. Now, when we invoke to work with an angel, we're working to work with the aspects of that angel, not that angel comes in and does everything for us. We want to take on the strengths, so to speak. So when you need courage or you need help cutting a cord of fear or anything like that, when we call on Michael to help clear toxic energies or cut cords or give us that protection, we're invoking that energy, and then it kind of becomes infused with you, so to speak. Then you're participating and you are part of that. Now, I wanted to explain that because sometimes it gets confusing with that, but it's very powerful to work with them. You don't feel alone, and it's just, you feel like, wow, you can do this even though you thought you couldn't before, because this energy doesn't second guess when we connect and align, and also helps you to connect and align with your soul, with your higher self, which we've been talking about as well in previous shows. Now, why Archangel Raguel? Raguel is wonderful for healing arguments or misunderstandings, bringing harmony to a situation, attracting new friends that would be more in line with where your frequency resonates now. Why do we need that one, right? This one is also good with legal issues or anything, you know, anything that's misunderstood or just to find a harmonious solution in different settings. Because of the energies that we're going to be talking about later on in the show, there's an intensity there. We have the Mars going retrograde. There's several planetary alignments that are just intensifying things where you may feel like it's a little harder to have patience, or you find that you're a little more short-tempered, or, you know, things of this nature. This angel can be great, or just the misunderstandings or arguments or, you know, things like that, which, you know, if you think about it on a collective for the whole, as a group, as a country, or as an individual in your own life, makes a lot of sense. Archangel Haniel. We talked about Archangel Haniel last week as well. This angel is wonderful with lunar cycles, which we just went into the full moon on September 2nd. We talked about that last week. So I will highlight it this week, but if you want to know more about it, listen to last week's show. We did the whole thing on the full moon. This angel is about awakening, spiritual awakening, trusting in your intuitive gifts, your spiritual gifts, trusting that inner compass that you have, releasing old, you know, supports you in physical and emotional healing, things like that. That's a wonderful angel to work with when you have that going on. So you see, all of these angels are great to work with in September. Archangel Samuel, I like this angel when things feel overwhelming. This is the one step at a time angel. It calms things. It has very peaceful, gentle energy. Universal and personal peace with Archangel Samuel. And just to find what you're seeking. Do you hear that? To find what you're seeking. And when you feel like life is just continually pulling you in 50 different directions and you need one step at a time, Archangel Samuel is great to work with. So those are the four angels that are great for September and why. Okay. So now let's move over, and I'm working with the Tarot. It was the angels I want to work with, the Tarot. Then I'm going to go into a lot of the, and then numerology, and then the astrology. The astrology has a lot of alignment, so that'll be most of the show. So Tarot, the Tarot for September, what I pulled for this month was the Page of Swords. And it was a very interesting one. And here's the great part about this. The meaning in that is new information. You're likely to receive new information that might present a challenge or a delay. But there's a gift in that when some things are challenged or delayed, which is some of the alignments we'll see. And here's the part that the page represents. It's a youthful, younger, newer, maybe not as experienced. The messages that you'll receive this way sometimes is it's just blunt. It's not delivered gracefully, really. It's more just out there, you know, without a thought on how the message is delivered. You know what I mean by that. I'm sure you've encountered it, or you felt like you did it at one point. Everybody's done it at least once, where you don't like, oh, I shouldn't have said it that way. Man, I could have delivered that a little better. That's where Haniel can help. Remember, that's the angel of grace and poise from last week. But what's important, not necessarily who delivers the message to you. Like I said, it could be a bit clumsy the way it's delivered. It's the message itself, not the messenger. Pay attention to the message and detach from a personal, taking it personally how it was delivered. Like I said, this month can just make people, yeah, everybody reacts differently to different energies. So you'll find that you'll have your way of, you know, and you'll have experiences with it. But this is a youth that's intelligent, has robust energy, is ready to just dive in without the fear that's built up from experiences and failures and things like that. And we need energy like that to create and carve out new pathways. So this was very good. And it's really about just stop all the nonsense. Let's get serious. I mean, You have the right to go out there into the world. You have the right to learn through experience. Nothing has to be perfect. This Page of Swords is just cutting through it all. Okay. Just think of it that way. You know, your intelligence, your wit, your creativity, that's the sword that will cut through the obstacles in front of you. Well, this was pretty cool to pull this one. We have to just go without hesitation. We have to have that youthful, just go for it. Don't be afraid to try. If you think about, you know, when you learn things as a young child, you don't have any of that fear that we have as we're older. Very good analogy for this one. And it's just to keep that energy up and to just don't give up on yourself. Absolutely do not give up on yourself. So that was very good. This energy for September with the angels, this card was great too. There is protection available. Yes, there is protection available as we go through what could feel challenging, what could be some surprises for some. This will play out the way it needs to for you individually, and as a collective, we'll feel things together. But it's all because when we're creating a brand new everything, which this world is evolving quite quickly. If you look up from a year ago, how much has changed. It's changing. It's evolving. Things have to go away for new things to be put in place. You can't keep holding on to old. Sometimes you have to let go. So one of these wonderful sayings that I love and don't know where it came from, but it was a wise man that once said, you cannot cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water. Right? Can't get across it if you just stand there and stare at it, right? What makes you stand there and stare at it? The fear, afraid you might mess up, make a mistake, all that. So being drawn to learning a deeper way of connecting to things is going to be very helpful. Spiritual awakening and tuning into your intuitive gifts, your inner compass is fantastic to set up. And just the intention that you want to do that. The universe will provide what you need in the level and wherever you are, because nobody's on the same exact everything, but we're all on one page where our souls are going to drive us, nudge us, sometimes gently, sometimes not so much, to find our way on our path, the soul path that we chose when we came here. So I like that. I like that a lot. And it's an energy, it's an aspect to keep your eye on the situation, pay attention, be aware. When you are in conversations with people, listen. Really listen. Okay? If someone's not tuning in and you're trying to express something, do we need to continue? This is a question to ask yourself. Do we need to continue? I have to do that myself too. Do I need to continue to try to deliver this message that they don't want to hear? Okay. That's a reality check. You know, we're not trying to make our ego feel better. Oh, okay. Let's just, you know, pretend about it. Well, no, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real and just do what we got to do here. In numerology. And then I'll take a break before we go into the big part of it, because the rest of it's got quite a bit. In numerology, it's a number 9 month. What is the 9? The 9 is, it represents transitions and endings of something old. Okay? It's the last stage before a new cycle begins. That's what the 9 means in numerology. It's a powerful number for creation as well, because you have to close one chapter to begin a new one. It's part of creation to have to end or close something off to begin something new. It's just, I don't even know. That's probably the best way to describe it. That's honestly the way it makes the most sense to me when I'm thinking about it. But 9 is the number for September, and so it's a power month. September is a power month. when I also did some research on the numbers for September, it came up with fours, and it's a 4 year. And so that's a balancing. Fours are all about the balance, lots of balance. So if you have one part of your life that's out of balance, could be anything, any aspect of life, if it's not balanced, there'll be challenges to balance. Okay, everybody will find like, okay, what's challenging you? Honestly, I start to go there now. I go straight to what's challenging me that I need to pay attention to, because that's where I need to find some balance. What is trying to grab my attention? Is it a health issue? Is it emotional? Is it career? Is it personal life? Is it relationship? What is it? What's trying to catch my attention? So ask yourself that. That's a great question to ask yourself. So when I'm going to take a quick break now, when we come back, I'm going to go into several alignments for September through astrology. And with all of this, when we look at it from all these different aspects in metaphysics, we have everything we need to accomplish and achieve, to hold back where we need to this month, and to really soar and have success in this month. This month could mean holding back this for you. It could mean, okay, do this. It could mean, wow, you're looking for new perspectives. So I wanted to put it all out there for this because it's one of the biggest months I've seen in a while. And I think it's very important for all of us. So please do stay tuned. Going to take a quick break. There goes my co-host. Did you hear that? And we will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to be diving in now. So quickly, I'm going to answer one quick question and also want to share something about dreams that might be coming in for you. And it makes total sense. It's important. It's part of this transitional time. But I have a question from chat. What do I do when I know something is challenging me, but I can't figure out what it is? Is there an angel I should reach out to for clarification? Honestly, immediately, what came to me for you on that one was your guardian angel. Absolutely. Your guardian angel will nudge you and bring in what you need. We have guardian angels. Sometimes we forget, oh yeah, the guardian angel. But the guardian angel is there to guide you to reconnect with the soul. Once you're connected with that and aligning, and it will nudge you with different things. You'll just get these ideas that, oh, you know, let me try that. Guardian angel for that one. Honestly, that's one of the best ones. Really is. So thing about dreams, and it happens a lot. For some people, they might have more dreams or more dream activity around full moons, which we just had a couple of days ago, so or yesterday. So that energy will still be strong for another week or two. But you may be, and I don't want people to freak out. We're just going to talk about this really quickly. Death dreams are very common when you are going through major life changes or you're ending a phase of life that it will no longer be, whether it's, you know, you graduated from school, whatever it is, you know, you change jobs, that one's ended, that one's done, retirement, whatever it is. Major life transition points or when you are growing as a soul, will sometimes trigger those kinds of dreams. Now, let me go into a specific. And I've had these dreams several times, and they come every time, all the way back to when I was in my 20s and teens. Every time I went through a big major shift or something spiritual, or I grew, you know, I really grew on the inside. Some of the dreams will be like somebody's killing you. You know, I know, and you're like, oh my goodness. I mean, I have had dreams like that. Those come up at times. This is not exact for everybody. I'm just sharing if this clicks for you. If someone else is killing you, is the transition being forced on you? You don't have any choice. It just is happening as a challenge. And you know you're changing anyway because you don't have a choice. Then there's another one where maybe, you know, you dream you have something terminal and you're at the end and you're just choosing, okay, I'm ready. I'm just going to go ahead and go. Maybe you're just at the end of life type of thing like that. And you dream about this, you're choosing the transition. But in any of them, believe it or not, in dreams, death dreams are very positive. They mean your subconscious is letting you know you are finally moving past that obstacle or that block or what you've been trying to transition through. So I'm just going to put that right out there. Dreams can have different meanings. It's not cookie cutter textbook like that. But in general, they're very metaphoric. It symbolizes something. And usually when they're very strong like that, they're there to catch your attention. Even nightmares have positive aspects. That's been, you know, if you're having some activity with that, I wanted to address that because this is a big transitional time. And I noticed that a lot of people have more of them in when, especially when it's a collective going through a big change. So there you go. Now, I've got to get through quite a bit of very important aspects that I want to address for September. If you missed the first part of the show, we talked about the tarot for this month, and we also talked about the four angels that'll be great to work with in this month and why. So you can go back and catch that in the archive. So here we go, astrology. So we know we just started with, we know we just started with the full moon. That was the Pisces full moon. That just happened yesterday. It began with that. That's the awakening energy. That's the one you want to work with Haniel with right now. Make sure you're working with Haniel with the awakening on the inside, your spirit, your intuition, things like that. It opens you up to realize new information, new ways of looking at things, new perspectives. You have these aha moments more with that type of energy. It can also heighten the emotions and sensitivity. So if you're feeling like that, the dreams, the emotions, maybe some things from the past are coming up that are uncomfortable, that they're coming up to be healed, to release. Full moons are about releasement. If you feel a little short-tempered, okay, make sure you acknowledge it. And then when you acknowledge it, you can find ways to redirect the energy in an activity, physical activity, you know, go out, work in your garden, do something physical with activity, exercise, anything like that, that can just redirect it. I remember as a teenager, I would sit at the piano and play for hours when I'd come home from school, because it was tough for me in the high school years. And just the tension and the stress and feeling just, you know, like the odd one out all the time, I would just sit down and play for hours. That's what I did then. And then I do different things now. So there's an example of that. Also on September 2nd, yesterday, we had a sun trine, which is called, that's a sun trine Uranus. That alignment activated with the full moon. Here's the part that the universe does. We have a challenge, and then it brings this positive protective aspect through September. We'll have challenges, but we'll also have something that supports and calms things. This one, in particular with Uranus, believe it or not, brings a harmonious, soothing energy because of the way it's aligned. And whenever it comes with a full moon, you can expect unexpected. You can expect unexpected opportunities. Something like, oh, well, there's something good. You know, for example, you know, where's the bigger picture? Even though we're in a hardship, there's a challenge. Hey, here's something that we can take out of this. There's something positive that will change for us. That's what the Uranus brings with the full moon. Now, also, we had Venus go opposite with Saturn on the same day. This was all yesterday. And we talked about all that full moon last week. So this one is also triggered by the full moon that came in. And we're all still under this energy now. That's going to shine and focus you on where you feel held back. Think about it. Where do you feel held back in any way? Do you feel limited? Do you feel controlled by another person? Do you feel like an event's in the way, something bearing down on you, something that just isn't sitting right, and you feel restricted, any kind of restriction in some way? This Venus opposite Saturn that kicked in yesterday with the full moon will highlight that. So it's not to cause you difficulty. It's to show you there's where you want to put some work. That's where you want to work with your intentions and your what you want with your affirmations and what you want to be clear with the universe on how you want to move forward. So it asks us, this energy will ask us to take responsibility for it. Take responsibility about the actions that you've taken in the past and the ones you're about to take, not to feel like, okay, I'm not going to do anything because I don't want to be responsible if it doesn't go wrong. How many times do you hear that out in the world? I'm not going to make a decision because I don't want to be responsible for it if it doesn't work. You see what I mean? Can't cross the water if you just stand there and look at it. Remember that. Okay. So we're being called to step up and claim it. Claim what we want to do. Take an action. We've got to get past the part of perfection. We've got to get past, we don't want to take an action because it might not work. There's a learning curve in trying something. Sometimes we try a few times to get it, but you know what? Now we've got it under our belt and we're really going to soar moving forward. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid. Now, September 9, this is the biggest one of the month. This is the one, Mars retrograde. Oh yes, Mars retrograde. And it's entering into the sign of Aries, its sign. So it does this, you know, Mars moves retrograde every 2 years, but this is the first time it's done it in Aries in 30 years. So let's see, what happened in 30 years ago? That would be the 70s, right? Yeah, that would be 1970. Once it moves into retrograde, that's when you'll feel things slowing down, or you might feel the holding back, or nothing's moving like you want. This is why you might feel these energies muted. You might start questioning whether your actions are aligned. How many times have you said that? I'm not sure if I'm on the right path. I'm not sure if I'm hearing this because it's slowing down and not moving forward like you want. Listen to this, because it needs to slow you down right now for timing. Divine timing is everything. We may not understand the divine timing, but trust me, or not. I mean, whenever I've just gone with it, that's a go with the flow. All right. I was really planning on moving forward with this right now, but I guess not. Okay. That doesn't mean it was wrong. It means, hang on, there's more for it to reveal to you. So you might find that it's challenging your goals or your dreams, and they feel held back before moving forward. They will move forward. So don't go overanalyzing that. Just listen and slow down with it. Kind of like riding a horse. You want to move with the flow of the horse, not against the flow of the horse. Think about that. You don't want to be doing that. You want to move with it. That's moving with the flow of energy to let it show you everything you need. And then a lot of things get revealed that way. Also on September 9th, on the same time that the Mars retrograde is, and here we go with another positive, Sun trine Jupiter. Jupiter comes in. Now the universe comes in again to support us and bring the protection that we need to have a harmonious alignment. So we have the challenges, but we also have the other good stuff coming in too. And this will fall on the same day as that Mars retrograde, but this is a peaceful energy and it reminds you that you're very powerful. This will remind us, you know, this is good. I can do this. I'm going to be all right. We have so much courage, determination, strength within us. We just have to believe into it, to tap into it and trust it. It's there. We all have it and it's unlimited. That's your soul. It's there. And you can live a beautiful life. Absolutely. You can. We just don't believe we can sometimes. Now, this energy will remind us that we are abundant. We do have all that we need offered to us. We have everything we need. We just need to tune into it. We need to put our mindset toward focusing on that. So you'll have the challenging energies coming in, but then you'll also have something countering it to show you, you know what? Yeah, but you could do this with this. You could do something more positive with that energy instead of mulling and muddling and asking the same question over and over. Why isn't this working? This is what I feel like I should be. Because that other energy is doing that. Then we have this option coming in. Well, Beth, you know what? Let's just go over and try this differently. It gives us opportunity to practice putting our focus differently, which is a higher frequency to look for the optimism and the opportunities that will be unexpected coming in. So I love this, the way the universe is just bringing both, and we choose which one we want to focus on. You see? Okay, September 11th. The sun is opposite Neptune. Neptune is sometimes. Now, here's an interesting one, because we'll be talking a little bit about this. Neptune is sometimes associated with a virus or unseen things. It's sometimes associated with that. Sometimes. Did you hear sometimes? Don't go straight to, oh, that's all it is. That's not it. We might receive updates or news about the whole pandemic thing, about what's going on. We'll have to wait to see how that plays out. That is one suggestion in astrology with Neptune here on September 11. Also, you might feel confused or you're not sure about all the conflicting information. See, this is a more of a collective that we probably are all feeling. Well, Now, this can also manifest personally in your life. It can be a sense of conflict about whether to do something or not. See, there's that conflict again. Like, I don't know if I should. Is this the best course of action? The second guessing part. This Sun opposite Neptune energy is what that is about. But all these things need to be addressed. All these things need to come up, and we need to evaluate them and look at them. And don't be afraid of these kind of things when they come up. You might feel uncertain, but like I said before, if it's feeling like, okay, nothing's working now, sometimes it's better to wait till the clarity comes. Sometimes it's, we just need some patience and wait this out. It's the timing. Divine timing, listening to this energy helps us listen to divine timing as well. So if it's saying, hey, hold back a little bit. Okay, why do we second guess that so much? I've done it too. I get it. I totally get it, because you're so ready to have something happen. But if we were to listen, like, wait, the energy is not really supporting me going with this right now. Well, there's another timing for it, or there's more information to lay out. And when we just, when I started working with a go into an acceptance mode of that, things started to move much easier and much quicker without so much struggle and second guessing. And this energy, but this energy is a very good energy too. It's a very spiritual, intuitive energy. It works with spiritual awakening. But we also have to listen to that side of the spirituality of our intuition too. We have to listen to these things. This one is about paying attention to the voice within you, the compass, the inner compass. So there's a positive to this as well. So think about that. September, I told you we were going to roll through it, so you might want the archive. September 13, Jupiter direct. Now, this is a big planet. When it turns direct, it's going to turn direct in the sign of Capricorn. This is a great energy. See, here we go again. Good energy. However, you might need to wait a few weeks before you can really tap into it. So the energy comes in, but hang on, wait for it, and it'll start to move it. Jupiter's the planet of expansion. Remember, this is the one. Now, see, if we waited when it was holding us back, and then we wait for this energy to start to motivate us and move us, now we're ready to shoot further and higher and expand our horizons. We're going to go for something we may not have gone for if we had tried to push it when we wanted to. So this is a benefit. This is an area of life that you've been working on. Suddenly, maybe the opportunities are popping up. Now it seems to be expanding in some way. All that hard work, it finally feels like, you know, rewards are coming. It starts to motivate and move. That goes direct September 13. Wanted to remind you. So just think about what you were working on or focusing on around May of this year. This is when it'll have a boost start to roll in, and it'll take a few weeks to actually start to feel it. So even though it comes in on 13th, give it a few weeks. So it'll be almost October before you'll actually feel it. Just really putting this out there for you guys to really think about this. On September 17, we have the new moon in Virgo. The Virgo new moon is powerful. It sends a lot of waves of powerful energy, and it will be reminding us about the wisdom and the power that we have. Also within, but also our bodies, that we are strong and we're resilient, and we can do it. We've got this. It guides us to not live in fear. Fear is exhausting and keeps you from going and doing anything. This is the innate strength and wisdom we all have within us. That's what the new moon in Virgo. So that'll be a refreshing new moon on September 17. This one is loaded with healing energy. This moon has healing energy that you can just feel a promise of, you know what? It's time for that new start. Let's just start fresh. Let's just begin again. Let's just really change this up and do it differently. You'll feel that, and it'll feel refreshing. I like that one a lot. September 22nd, we have the equinox, and that's Libra season begins. Now, moving into earthy moving out of earthy Virgo and into an air sign is about balance, because an earthy sign is you're grounded. It's, you know, about, you know, you feel grounded, earthy, your physical material type of things. And when you move into an air sign, that's more your mental, your thinking, your mindset. And it'll be about balancing that out. There'll be a focus about everything, your actions, your thoughts. How do you impact the world? Wow. How do we impact the world? What is it that we do, or the actions that we take, and how does that affect everybody else? This energy is about that in Libra. It's a powerful day. The equinox is a power day where the dimensions are thinner, the veil between dimensions. So spirituality and connecting with other dimensions is much easier. That happens. It's an intuitive work. There's a lot of energies rolling in September that support working with your intuitive gifts, working spiritually within your soul, really connecting with that. I'm seeing that a lot. And, you know, if you so choose, maybe connecting and saying hello to someone you love that may have passed over, because it'll be easier to connect. That's on September 22nd. 28th. The 28th is Saturn direct. Now, when Saturn turns direct after being retrograde since May, it moves forward. It'll be going, you know, covering, you know, a little bit of Capricorn here. And this is going to be getting us ready for that Aquarius that comes in December. Remember, this last 4 months is really wrapping up the whole thing of everything we've been working on to get us ready for the new year. So this is a big energy shift, this one. Saturn directs a big shift. It's one to watch. It's one to, you know, be aware that it's happening on that day. This one, information, authority, positions of power, lots of stuff about that will be popping up. Well, that's what it has a tendency to. Let's just say that. Nobody really knows for sure. This is the energy of this. You might have some revisits of events that were going on in February of 2020. So when Saturn goes direct on the 28th, you might want to look and see what was going on in February of this year to get a clue about, oh, okay, there's that, right? September 29, Mars goes square with Saturn. Mars square Saturn. That's the second Mars square Saturn for this year. That one, you know, the tension and unrest can escalate a little bit. So be aware, that's your 10-second rule. Really think before you speak and or act. It helps us to practice directing our energy, honestly. When things like that come in, we can practice, instead of just being completely uninhibited to just throw it out there when you lose your temper, we can practice how we direct that energy. And because everything we put out into the world, how is that affecting? See, there it comes back from the other. With Saturn moving direct just the day before, the energy will be strong. You'll feel the push-pull a little bit with these energies. They're both power positions, and that's at the very end of the month. You might feel you just feel like irritable, unrest. You might just feel ready to do something. That's okay. It's getting you ramped up for when you can. Remember, there'll be a time when you actually can start to move forward. So don't let it, you know, overshadow. Don't get wrapped up in feeling fearful or doubtful or confused or insecure or unloved. That's not the case here at all. It just wants you to sit, acknowledge the uncomfortableness to release it. That would be one of the most powerful things you can do with this energy. So it doesn't control you. You learn from it, and it helps it be, instead of it being something that controls you and everything goes out of whack, you now can take this energy and it can benefit you, because all of our emotions, everything we feel, you can find something we can learn from it. We can be aware of, like, why did that make me so irritable or out of sorts? Why did that do that? You're learning about yourself. You're learning you know, oh, you know what? I don't need that anymore. If that's why it's doing that, we don't need that anymore. Boom, done, over. And you'll know it because it won't affect you anymore. So this is a month where all this energy is really, we're out of the gate, okay, for the journey that wraps up everything that's transformative about this entire year, moving into the end of the year. It's a strong shifting energy, but we also have this amazing energy and protection that is offered to us as well. So let me check in with everybody. I've got a couple of minutes. Maybe I can answer a couple of more questions. That was a lot of information. So bookmark it and listen to the archive if you want to hear any more about it, or you want to catch something, because we went through quite a bit this today that was important for September. So let me see what we have here. Hello to everyone. We got quite a few. Let me see. I'm catching up. Hello to everyone. Gosh, great to see you. Oh, thank you, Relaxing Meditations. She says, good morning, Jen. God continue to bless you. Thank you so much for that. That means a lot. Thursday is my favorite day. Aw, kind of one of mine too. I appreciate that. That made me feel my heart was warmed. Thank you. Hello to Candice, Shadana. Did answer that one already. Let's see. You are welcome, Journey to Becoming Me. You got this. Don't forget, Guardian Angel. Let's see, talking about dreams. Maddie, I feel ready to get away from the toxic energies at work, but want to make sure I'm acting in the right timing. Do the angels have any advice? The right... You know, I look at the questions after I was talking about it, and I know you probably did already hear all that. But yeah, that's exactly about the divine timing. If it's holding you back, hang on. There's just a perfect timing for it. There's something. There's something else. I really think that the Jupiter, when it goes direct, you're going to really feel it, Maddie, and you're going to go, yep, there it is. Here we go. But you'll be ready and you'll be prepared. Instead of it, all of a sudden, it's a scramble. You know, this energy, the whole thing coming in reminds me of when you feel prepared, like you study for a major exam in school or something, and then when you don't. And the stress and the tension and the scrambling to just try to catch up and do what you got to do at that last minute, you know, thing. And we all have to do that sometimes. Trust me, we do live talk show episodes, and that's always part of it. You never know what's going to happen with live, but you know, you're prepared and then you feel it. But this energy and all the delay or some of the hesitation and the divine timing is to help us be prepared. And then when it does move forward, you know, you'll be able to soar, and versus, oh, all of a sudden it's going now, but you weren't quite ready. So it's a blessing in disguise, but we just don't realize it sometimes. We just don't realize it. Thank you for the correction on the timeline. I don't know what I was thinking. 70. I was thinking 20. I was thinking 2000. What am I thinking? Yes, 1990, not 1970. Oh, thank you for that, Robin. We were talking about 30 years ago. That's right. Exactly. That was the last time. Now, what was happening in the 90s? Yeah, when I'm trying to stay on point and add at the same time, that doesn't work. I can't type and talk at the same time either. That doesn't work either. That's hilarious to me. And thank you for that. I've got somebody in there that can add properly that helps me out with that. And I appreciate that, Robin. So if you guys don't let this month get you down, just don't. Don't let it get you. Don't let it rock the boat. Don't let it affect you in a negative way. It will bring some challenges up that have to be addressed, because that's how we grow up. That's how our soul, that's how we learn. You know what? Our soul knows what to do. Oh, the ego side of us and the soul side of us, who's running the ship here? Who's running? Who's driving? It's really bringing that to a priority. I mean, we've talked about that for years, about how, okay, the ego side of us versus the soul side of us running. these energies and all of this is it, you know, if it didn't make sense before, it will start to make more sense. Like, wow, okay, yeah, I really need to shift how, you know, how I'm making choices and who's running this for me, you know, because your soul knows exactly where you need to be, what you want to do, and when to do it. It's in alignment with exactly the path you want to take. You don't have to question it. You don't have to second guess it. When we go through challenges like this, we have opportunity to learn and grow and tune into that more. If everything was going just fine with our ego, we probably wouldn't have that urge to find a different way or a better way to make this work. We would never listen to the soul. Some of us would, but for the most part, for the majority of us, we probably wouldn't have even had this instinct to go there. So this helps the whole collective move into a higher frequency and move into a new way of life. You can choose to live in a 5D life versus all this old 3D. Remember that. You can choose it. It can be an aspect of life that, you know what, I feel free. You have protection this month. We had four angels we talked about at the beginning of the month. I mean, the beginning of the show, that and why they're great for this month. So if you missed that part, that's in the first half of the show. Please listen to that. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Somebody else thought it was 2002. See, you just, that's great. See, I'm not perfect either. And I did that on live, you know, talk show, right? Yeah. So yes, brain still thinks it's 2000. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, I'm trying to not get too distracted from what we're talking about, but everybody can subtract 30 years from right now. And yes, that would be 1990. And so that's part of it. If you missed that part of the show, go please listen to the archive. This is a big one. You might want to have this one, you know, saved somewhere because you might want to go, wait a minute, what was it we got going on this time? Because there's a lot. This is a lot. This is the one where we get serious. We get serious. We're going to have quite a bit going on with this one. Remember, we're going to be instigate. This one is going to get us ready to wrap it all up for the whole year. Just wrap it up. Just, okay, we're done. I mean, whoa. You know, if you feel overwhelmed at any time, don't hesitate to ask your guardian angels or Michael to say, hey, you know, I know that there's positives here. I could really use a little bit of extra boost with that. Of course, just ask them. Just ask them. Just, and just taking a moment to think about what you're saying behind I am, that's your claim to the universe. That's those I ams work wonderful with the Jupiter energy we talked about earlier. I am, because that's the expansion planet. Remember, when it goes, the expansion planet, you know, you want to really embrace that. That's your abundance planet, the expansion planet. Abundance in all things, not just, you know, money, but all different parts of life. When those irritabilities come up, and they'll come up differently for everybody, and you'll also see different people responding in different ways. You'll find different things that, you know, you, something that doesn't bother you might bother somebody else a whole lot. We're learning to have capacity for others. We're learning that we're not all exactly on the same journey or path. We're learning different things here. That's okay. We have to allow everybody to learn the way they're going to learn. We don't want to get in the way of that. And if you get so focused on what everybody else is doing, you're missing the boat on what you need to be doing. That's one of the biggest things that's really, I think, 24/7 all the time. And we all have to sometimes remind ourselves of that. So I hope that you were able to keep up with everything we were putting out today. There was a lot of information to put out. I'm actually looking forward to September. I'm looking forward to, wow, we're finally here. This is what light workers are here for. This is what people that are all about the spiritual awakening are here for. We've been waiting for this time for a long time. I mean, some of us, our lifetime, we've just been waiting for this to shift and change, and it's happening. We're alive and we're here on this planet at some of the most historical times I've ever seen. And it's amazing. We're watching everything evolve, and we're part of it. We're witnessing it, and we can contribute to the changes for the better. So I hope you'll join me in doing that. I love that part. I think it's fantastic. And some of it's easier than others. Some of it's like, I don't know about that, but you can do it. We can all do it. Listen to your soul. Listen to your passions. Some people go, I don't know what my soul's saying. And I just want to remind everybody that might be new to this, look at the passions in your life that are always there. Things that you never tire of. That's part of your soul. Give those parts of you a little more priority, and you'll connect with your soul easier. It's as simple as that. Yes, it is. Did you know that? You listen to those passions in your life, you have it. You'll start to connect. You give that more of an important value in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. It might just be scrapbooking. Well, then do your scrapbooking. And don't treat it like it's, oh, it's just that thing I do. You're disrespecting a part of your soul when you do that. I know. I'm just calling it out. Anyway, just a good reminder. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.